A young Whitefish Bay resident embodies both healthy cooking and strong opinions about what good food is. 9-year-old Raya El-Hajjar is a recent winner of the 5th Annual Healthy Lunchtime Challenge. The competition invited kids ages 8 to 12 to create an original, healthy, tasty, and affordable lunch recipe. El-Hajjar was among 56 winners welcomed by First Lady Michelle Obama to the White House earlier this summer. They shared a meal that included a few of the prize-winning recipes. El-Hajjar invited Lake Effect Susan Bentz into her kitchen to share her experience and her prize-winning recipe.
Raya El-Hajjar is a vision in yellow in her sundress and flowered apron. The 9-year-old likely has plenty in common with her peers that are also about to start fourth grade. El-Hajjar likes playing violin, painting portraits, being with friends.
One more thing, the best one, reading. It's my best activity.
Boxcar children.
American Girl, mostly mysteries.
But right now, El-Hajjar is consumed with the chopping of red and yellow peppers. She's very handy with a knife.
Do you always cut pretty much the same shapes and sizes, or does it each time is it different?
Different.
Makes it more fun?
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes you can cut them in sticks.
Today you're doing more chunks, huh?
Yeah. Each piece you can get like 3, 4, 5 bits out of.
Wow, you are an expert. When did you start cooking?
I've been doing like little bits. Like when I was little, like I would help do something, make oatmeal, stir it, whatever. But now I do more like chopping and stuff.
So will you use all of these in your salad or just some of them?
Well, some will be in the salad, some will be on the outside.
It's an element of her prize-winning dish.
What would you like to do next?
Parsley.
That's mom, Marsha Mahwadi. Today she's Raya's sous chef.
Wait, where's the lemon? I want to do the lemon.
Okay, you do lemon, I do parsley.
Mahwadi cherishes time in the kitchen with all three of her kids. It's not something she experienced during her own childhood.
My mom didn't know how to prepare very many things, and she worked 2 or 3 jobs, so she didn't have time, right? So it was fast food, prepared food, processed food, and I didn't know. So as an adult, I've had to do a lot of self-teaching to figure out how to do this. And it's not hard, is what I've learned.
Meanwhile, her award-winning daughter puts the finishing touches on her Wisconsin cranberry chickpea salad.
We've grew up eating it, just the garbanzo, the parsley, and lemon. Uh-huh. And then to give it like a little twist, sort of, I added the cranberries and the feta to make it sort of from Wisconsin, and the peppers too, because the peppers are colorful.
Oh, and don't forget the olive oil.
You want to tell her how you know how much to put?
I just go around in the circle once.
No need to measure. Thank you very much.
Salt?
What about pepper?
Doesn't really match.
Now for the question we all want to ask.
So how is the White House?
Cool. It's cool. Thing looks sort of like a palace thing.
And so you ate in a big, beautiful dining room, or what?
We ate in the state dining room.
Wow.
Yeah.
On that day, were you too excited to eat, really?
I ate because it was good.
So what was the best thing you ate?
Well, there was this watermelon salad with edamame and a spring roll. It was good. That was my favorite.
The White House celebration was to include a stroll through its kitchen garden.
How was the White House garden?
Oh, well, we didn't get to actually see it. There's a reason for that. Because the president was going, and nobody's supposed to be out there. So all of his trucks, police, and everything were lined up out there. And so we didn't get to go to the garden. But we got to see the Jungle Book performers live, and we were in the front row. So.
Raya also narrowly missed out on another chance. She didn't quite get to have a nice long chat with First Lady Michelle Obama.
Michelle Novich, we almost, if we had just gotten a different table, we would have.
They did have their photo taken together. It wasn't all photo ops, food, and music. Michelle Obama sent her future fine chefs off with a mission.
She challenged us to go back to our state and to do something about eating healthy.
So, do you have any ideas?
Disclaimer, yes, this reporter is indeed chowing down on some Wisconsin cranberry chickpea salad. Yum.
Yes.
One good idea.
Well,
one good idea.
I don't know. Well, my grandfather said maybe we could contact the cranberry farmers and the what is it? Dairy producers, and see if I could be, what is it called? A spokesperson for their products.
But her own idea?
My idea was to improve the school lunches.
The current fare, El Hajar says, leaves plenty of room for improvement.
Let's see, corn dogs, unidentifiable chicken.
Now the culinary critic really warms to her subject. It is, El Hajar says, a matter of both food and educational equity.
It's not fair because the kids whose parents don't have time, money to make a lunch, then their kids get no nutrients from the lunch, which means they don't get good grades, which means they don't like school because they're not doing good in it, and the teachers have a hard time dealing with the students, too.
As a fourth grader, she plans to take on the system while juggling all of her other commitments.
So do you think Michelle Obama's going to check in to see how you do on her challenge?
Well, she'll be next door.
El Hajar fully expects the Obamas to live nearby in Illinois in the near future.
I'll go to her house and we'll bake cookies, healthy cookies.
I leave El Hajar discussing her next experimentation, something to do with yogurt, honey, and fresh blueberries.
Oh, well, I have different ideas, like somewhere I put like a layer of Greek yogurt, then a layer of honey, layer of Greek yogurt, layer of honey, top it with blueberries. And that's
For Like Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
It's like Greek yogurt, blueberries, then honey, then Greek yogurt.
Raya El Hajar is the 2016 Healthy Lunchtime Challenge winner from Wisconsin. She and her mother, Marsha Mihidawi, spoke with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz from their kitchen in Whitefish Bay. You'll find a link to Raya's award-winning recipe at WUWM.com.